We invite you to tune in to Stream Globe Radio, our 24/7 internet station filled with edifying sermons, uplifting music, and inspiring programs. Listen anytime at www.streamglobe.org.
Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled Faith and Diligence, Part 2. Today's meditation was written by Abraham D. Origi. We shall take our Bible reading from Hebrews chapter 6, verse 12. That ye be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. I have just read from the King James Version. Patience became very diligent and disciplined because of the people she chose to follow. They were individuals who, through faith and patience, had inherited tangible manifestations of God's promises. As she observed their lives closely, she noticed that they all had one thing in common. They were diligent people. It is not possible to be a person of faith to the point of inheriting the promises of God without also being a person of great diligence. Scripture reveals that God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him, Hebrews 11:6. If diligence is not added to your pursuit of God, that pursuit may not be fruitful. One of the easiest ways to learn diligence is by following a diligent person. Diligence is a virtue that can be learned through followership. One of the surest places to find diligence is in the life of a person of faith. A man of faith is a faithful man, and a faithful man will be diligent and consistent. The nature of diligence is that it continues to do the right things even when there is no instant gratification. The diligent person understands that sustained effort will eventually produce a reward. This is also how faith works. A person of faith understands that a life of faith is not lived in vain. There is a hope that propels every action of faith. Faith is indeed the substance of things hoped for, and faith without corresponding action is dead. James 2:26. Go into today remembering this. One clear sign of true and living faith is diligence. Seest thou a man diligent in his business? He shall stand before kings. He shall not stand before mean men. Proverbs 22:29. Prayer. Father, I ask for and receive grace for greater diligence. In Jesus' name. Amen. If you are not yet saved, that is, you have not yet received Jesus as your Lord and Saviour, open your heart to Him today. He loves you and wants to give you eternal life. Pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, I believe you died for my sins and rose again. I confess you as my Lord and Saviour. Please forgive me, wash me clean, and make me a child of God. Amen. Our yearly Bible plan reading for today shall be taken from Nehemiah 5-9. Click on the audio Bible link at the end of today's devotional text to listen to the Bible reading.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Stream Globe is non-denominational and interdenominational. We encourage you to share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry and get more of our resources, visit streamglobe.org.